I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
Here we go.
Go get it.
Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium Grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback.
Lewis!
And the other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It is Unrivaled 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSL Sports. NFL Roundup music, of course, means we're going to be chatting about some NFL things. We've also got...
schedule.
Yeah, the schedule's coming out, and much of the chagrin of our producer, Jeremy, we're forcing him to... he wanted to do this post-show. You and I don't have time for this after the show.
No,
come on.
We're out the
we're
door.
Doing it right now. We're doing it right now. So Jeremy's just walked into the studio. He's just handed me a cup. Why'd you put so much in this dang cup? My heavens. So Jeremy bought the Scott's over there sniffing it. Jeremy bought the Flamin' Hot Cheeto Mountain Dew. It's just Flamin' Hot, though, right? Not Cheetos. It doesn't have a Cheeto flavor to it. It's just Flamin' Hot.
It's just hot.
What's the descriptor of the flavor here? I'm going to look it up. So, Scott, tell me what you're smelling there while I'm looking this up.
Well, it looks like, I don't know, orange something.
Yeah, it's orange something.
Almost blood orange.
Okay, so here's...
Am I supposed to drink it now?
Sure, why not? So here's
right,
what we're going to
try
do.
It right now.
Scott's going to try it right now. I'm going to look what the actual description of the flavor is, because I want to know what they're saying that it actually is.
Yeah, so this is...
Dew flavor.
Mountain Dew...
Flamin' Hot.
Flamin' Hot.
Spicy meat sweet. Dew flavor.
Spicy meat?
Yeah. No, not spicy meat. Spicy meats sweet.
Oh, it meets?
Yeah, like they meet collide. Together on the street. Yeah, oh. And then one stabs the other one. Dew flavor.
So, wait, spicy meat sweet? Here we
Dew
go.
Dew flavor with bursts of heat
so
and lime
like,
flavor.
It's like sweet and hot.
Hot. Yeah, it's hot and sour sweet? Soup, but like carbonated Mountain Dew. Here goes Scott. He's drinking it. Okay. All right, so then there's going to be... Now he's staring at the cup, wondering about his you start talking about it, and I'm going to start drinking my version.
Actually, it makes my throat feel better. It's not really that...
Okay, I don't hate the initial flavor. It's got that orange citrusy.
Yeah.
Like the live wire.
Catches
oh
my throat.
Whoop.
Is that
got
hot?
It.
Hot to you?
No, it's not hot. I just got a little bit of the tingle. I got the tingle.
Yeah, it's.
I got the tingle in the back of the throat.
I don't. I'm not. Maybe I have like. Like my mouth has been beat up, like so spice to me
so
is like.
It isn't like not.
Nah, it's got to be really.
No, it's not real.
I feel it down my throat a little bit. Now I'm feeling it in my stomach.
See, I got a little bit of the spice going on. The thing is I would actually prefer it to be spicier. If they're gonna do it, they gotta go at it.
Like it's gotta hurt.
Well, I'm not even saying like ghost pepper hurt. Overall though, I don't hate the flavor. Overall, don't hate the flavor.
It's not too bad.
I haven't had a full sugar taste of soda in quite some time. And I decided to break my with this, with the flaming hot. So there you go. We tried it. We did it.
Yeah.
Move on. Heat and Sixers battling it out here. I wanted to bring this one up, Scott, on the NFL side of things. The schedule's been
I'm kind of feeling it now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Didn't before, but whoa. Okay.
You're not supposed to like,
grabbing my throat a little bit.
You're not supposed to get high off of it. Jeez. I'm feeling it now, dude. I'm not feeling it at all.
I've never been high in my
life. I know.
That's like, it's funny. I wouldn't even know what it would mean.
So Tom Brady and the Bucks, our desire at the beginning of the show was for them to be that opening Thursday night game with the Rams.
Yeah.
Not going to happen, but Tom Brady and the Bucks are going to open up at Dallas.
At Dallas.
Sunday Night Football Week 1. That's a great start.
No, I love that.
America's team and Tom Brady facing off in Jerry World on Week 1. So there's at least that rollout.
It's America's team and America's player.
Now, the full season gets opened up on a Thursday night with the Bills going to the reigning Super Bowl champion L.A. Rams. So that's a good one to start with.
Yeah.
Two teams who we could – I mean, if you're the NFL, that might be your Super Bowl too. Bills
it's,
Rams?
It's a possibility.
Could very well be your –
That may be what they're thinking right there.
So here's the one that I love the most because for as much as I like my Seahawks, I love awkwardness more than anything.
I like
there to be a little bit of uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
That's why we drank the spicy Mountain Dew on the air. Didn't provide as much. I'm hoping that the spicy Mountain Dew version of the first week of scheduling is that Monday Night Football game. When the Denver Broncos go up to my Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson, he'll get a standing ovation and all that stuff, whatever. And the reality is the Seahawks are going to lose that game by 22 points. It's going to be a... 41-17 type game, and it's not even going to be close. And it's going to be, and it's like watching your ex with a better looking person.
I think
it's not going to be good, but you know what? I'm here for the drama. I'm here for the NFL, and that's what we're getting.
But you're also getting, like, the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be worth watching.
Yes.
Could be interesting with Matt Ryan. The Chargers, where do they go? The Raiders with a new coach. What do the Chiefs look like without Tariq Hill?
Look, even you even want to see what happens in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, right, right.
Who's the least interesting team that you don't
Zach
care about?
Zach Wilson, there's a lot there.
Yes.
You know, even Tua down in Miami with, you know, he's got a lot more weapons. What is that? How does that change things?
I'm still drinking this. I don't know why.
So there's a lot of really,
you know, what team I could
really
never...
good storylines to follow in the NFL early on, and I think all the way throughout the season.
I could go the whole season and not hear one word about the Washington Commandos.
You probably won't,
and be okay.
I mean, you talk about a sad narrative. I mean, you think of Carson Wentz and like, where he was on the verge of being like the MVP,
a garbage owner,
winning a Super Bowl. Then he goes to the Colts and is reunited with, you know, someone who really had his back, and apparently he didn't. And they're just like, this guy's terrible. Get him out of here. And just what's the worst place you could send a guy? I mean, really, the worst organization in professional football is the Washington Commandos. Yeah, absolutely.
The Commandos. We've really made it a thing. It's just part of our parlance now.
I like it. It's a better name for me.
It is a better name.
Yeah.
I agree. So there you go on the schedule side of things. So even if Baker Mayfield is on the roster, apparently, according to the Cleveland Browns insiders, if Baker Mayfield's on the roster, they won't start him. If Deshaun Watson is suspended,
that's when you know you have been banished.
What's the next option there?
That's mean and spiteful,
what's
right
the
there.
What's the next option? Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett's going to be the guy, and it looks like that would actually be the thing. They would opt to not play him, and the reason is, Scott, why do you do that? Is it the key? Because if you're him, you want to play and do well to kind of prove yourself because you want to go to a team. And if you're the Browns, you'd want his value to go up, right? Or do you feel like his value is exactly what it should be and he's never going to get any better than that? What's the thinking behind that if you're the Browns to not play him?
Well, a lot of it could be injury. And a lot of it could be like we don't want to look like we've made a bad decision here. We've moved on from you, and that's that. And so, I mean, if they ever got forced to play him, they'd probably play like an emergency quarterback, like a wide receiver quarterback in college.
Remember that when the Broncos did that? What was your name again? You're starting this week. I don't even think they counted him starting as a quarterback there either because it wasn't technically
– right.
That's like weird. Anyway, bottom line is nobody wants Baker Mayfield, and it's a sad deal, which is wild. He is definitely – he is like so far from being one of the worst quarterbacks that we've seen shifted around. I can't believe that they're keeping him off the – that he can't find a roster to play with. So there you go. So Jordan Love apparently has been given a trade value grade, and that value is either a second or third round quarterback or a second or third rounder. But the reality is that apparently because they really don't know what kind of a guy he's going to be for a team, he'd be more likely worth about a fourth or a fifth round of trade value. They haven't given this guy hardly much of a chance.
Well, I don't think they need to do anything with him right now because Aaron Rodgers is over 40.
He needs a backup.
And I know they're like they've committed to him for quite a while, but you're one play away from who knows, and you're a lot closer to the end of your career if you're Aaron Rodgers, and this is a guy that knows your system. Now they don't know what this guy's capable of. They really don't. Until a guy's really given an opportunity to really play, then you'll know. But right now, no one has any idea. So I just sit pat on him. I don't
Baker
think
Mayfield
him.
Or Jordan Love. Who do you?
I'd rather see what Jordan. I'd rather see what Jordan Love can do at this point.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. You don't know.
I know, and that's why I think that Baker Mayfield's way more of a winner than people are giving him credit for.
I don't.
Way more than Jordan Love has proven, which is nothing. Actually, I mean, they had him play a few games last year, and he didn't look good. We're watching this Miami Heat 76ers game, and I think Ben Anderson mentioned Tyler Hero's name as a possibility. You know, I was like, hey, maybe that's one of those guys. That guy he shoots so many dadgum threes, and he's so good at it that you go, well, why wouldn't the Jazz look for a guy like him? But I don't know. I don't know. End of the first quarter, 28-25, the Heat are ahead of the Philadelphia 76ers. Next up, Scott. Apparently, the Chicago Bears have signed your favorite backup to the backup. Nate Peterman's getting
Peterman?
He's getting his shot at the Bears. As we're talking about all this, and you go, yeah, Baker Mayfield's not worth anything. Jordan Love, I don't know if he's worth more of a fourth or fifth round or whatever. And the Bears are giving Nate Peterman a shot. Nate Peterman is getting signed all across the league. I mean, that's pretty sad to be the backup to a guy in Justin Fields that feels already like he could be on the track to being a backup in his career too. But Nate Peterman, man, Scott, you even told me. You said if you want to teach your kid to be something, middle reliever or a backup quarterback in the NFL, make $8 million a year. What's Peterman going to make, though? What's Peterman going to make? Nobody knows. 1 year contract, that's all it says.
It'll be over $1 million.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, is he a veteran?
Yeah, he's been around a while.
Huh.
Started in Buffalo. Yeah, he's...
He did. Yeah, no, he's been in the league. Yeah, he's a veteran minimum, 1.2. Boom.
Probably what he'll get. I'll bet that's what he'll get.
All right.
It's probably why they signed him.
Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We have our two-minute drill around the corner. Don't want to miss the two-minute drill. So much more to go that we're going to jam into the end of this hour, so stay right here. It's 97.5, 1280, The Zone, The Zone Sports Network.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.